With weeks before the November election, the Sullivan campaign has come to Bethel. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
As former Attorney General and Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan works to unseat incumbent Senator Mark Begich, he's yet to visit the YK Delta in his year-long campaign, but he plans to soon. In the meantime, his wife, Julie Faith Sullivan, was here on his behalf last week to introduce her husband to Southwest Alaska voters. Despite a career spent in urban Alaska and Washington, D.C., Faith Sullivan says her husband first connected with the state at her family's Yukon fish camp.
And, you know, 24 years ago, that's the first place I ever brought him to get up there and work with all of us. So that's the first Alaska, the part of Alaska that Dan ever came to know and love, long before Anchorage or even Fairbanks. Of course, we'd pop into Fairbanks to pick up supplies and whatnot. But so he's got a very deep respect and an understanding of rural Alaska more than most people know.
Faith Sullivan is Koyukon Athabascan and has deep connections in the state. She's worked as a journalist and as a staffer for the late Senator Ted Stevens. Her mother was the first female co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives. And Sullivan also had the support of a powerful surrogate in Bethel, Senator Lisa Murkowski, who's filmed one commercial for him.
I need a partner in the Senate who will work to advance Alaska's interests, not the Obama agenda.
Faith Sullivan accompanied Murkowski to the Association of Village Council Presidents convention in Bethel last Tuesday. Murkowski addressed the convention during her visit, but also fit in some campaigning for Sullivan. Senator Begich also addressed the AVCP convention and campaigned in Bethel. The national implications of the race are not lost on the outside donors pouring millions into the race. If Republicans take 6 seats from Democrats this November, they'll control the Senate. Murkowski, as the ranking member of the Senate's Energy and Interior Appropriations Committee, would become chair, and that becomes part of her campaign pitch.
We stand to gain a great deal from the seniority position and the chairmanship position that I would hold. So I think that's something that Alaskans should consider as they look at this race.
Alaska's rural vote was essential to Murkowski's successful 2010 write-in campaign. But to connect with rural voters, Murkowski says candidates have to be here in person.
There's no substitute for being on the ground with the people and being part of the people.
Although Sullivan was not part of the people at the region's largest gathering of tribal leaders last week, sending his wife as a proxy was a first step.
It's an understanding, a better understanding of who he is. We're a family, obviously. And so when people recognize that not only am I born and raised in Alaska, but I'm Alaska Native, there's a better understanding because, like I said, there's a lot of misinformation put out there.
Sullivan is set to be on the ground in Bethel on Friday, October 17th, where he's scheduled to speak at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon, among other campaign activities. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.